Okay.
Balls, 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 balls,
balls,
balls, balls, balls, balls, balls, balls, balls, balls, balls, balls, balls, balls, balls, balls, balls.
What's up, gamers? Welcome back to the Among Us podcast. My name is Zenith, and I have to take a piss. Guys, you guys do the intro instead.
Balls, balls, all right, welcome back to the Among Us podcast.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Balls, Balls, Balls podcast. Today we got your new host, Balls. Say hey, Balls.
Hi.
Ronald, say hey, Ronald.
I remember one time. Hi, Ronald. I remember one time my dog. You know how dogs like kick grass back after they're done taking a shit. Yeah. I remember.
Balls.
It was in the middle of the summer, and my family and I were in our pool, and my dog fucking just took a shit right by the side of the pool, and then they kicked back the grass, but she fucking whiffed because she just chunked like a log of shit into the fucking grass into the pool.
Balls.
So that was fun. Oh, we all got out and fucking fished out and shoved their dog inside.
Oh god. And then I thought you meant inside the pool. Okay.
No. She fucking kicked like some fucking poo-poo in the pool, and then we threw in their house the window.
I thought you pushed and then you put the dog in the pool.
Oh, no, we executed her on spot. We fucking drowned the dog.
Oh, okay. I thought I misunderstood. Glad I did.
No, I didn't jump in the pool, Ronald. I'm too big of a pussy. I don't jump in the water.
Pretzel would never jump in the poop water.
I wouldn't jump in the poop. No, we were in the pool, but we fucking got out because we had to kill the dog.
That's like worse than a shark in the water.
I remember it was like an Adam Sandler movie that had like a bit like that where somebody fucking shat in the public pool and they put on like the Jaws movie or some garbage.
That does sound like an Adam Sandler movie.
Actually, no. I'm too.
Adam Sandler?
I think the last Adam Sandler movie I watched was like Bedtime Stories.
Yeah, you definitely got to mention Adam Sandler.
I remember it was either the fucking the Tooth Fairy or fucking Daddy Daycare. So one of those. Or was he in We Bought a Zoo? I think We Bought
Maybe?
A Zoo.
I don't know. I've never seen it. Anyways.
I think that's an Adam Sandler movie.
Hey guys, I'm here.
Yo, we're talking about Adam Sandler. You like Adam Sandler then?
Oh, he's pretty funny.
Do you like balls then?
Okay. I like big balls.
No, it's not an Adam Sandler movie.
What's your favorite Adam Sandler movie?
Bedtime
Stories is a banger.
That's a movie?
Yeah. What? Have you not watched it?
No, what's
it's the
Bedtime?
Where, like, the kid's dream becomes real. And so he tries to like, take advantage of the kid.
Yeah, that sounds like Jumanji.
Like, it's kind of like Jumanji. It's in the same era.
There was also like a really old movie that was like about a board game that became like a real.
Zathura.
I think what? That's
it. What?
Yeah, no, I was talking about this today. So,
how do you spell it?
Zathura. It's like Jumanji, but it's Cartoon Network made it or some shit.
Yeah, what the fuck?
And they go into space.
It's the space adventure. Yeah.
That's the movie.
Yeah, they go into fucking space, and then like there's an astronaut in the ocean, and he goes, "What you know about Roland?" No, there's an astronaut. And the astronaut's like the kid. Like he's the kid, but in the future, it's crazy.
What do you think about the movie?
I was always scared of it. I never finished it.
Yeah, why were you scared of the movie?
Because like fucking Christian
were,
Stewart in this stuff.
There were aliens in it. There were like aliens and they were scary. What were their names?
The Bedtime Stories trailer.
Yeah, that movie was
a third movie aliens name. Bedtime Story. Zorgons, bro. Their name is Zorgons. That's such a name.
Zorgons.
Fucking Zorgons, bro.
That sounds like a slur.
Dude, those are so good. All right, I'm watching the Bedtime Stories trailer.
Yeah, let's watch the Bedtime Stories.
Those would be big on a cow.
Oh, wait, I've definitely seen this.
The greatest of it was like a long, long time ago.
I've definitely seen this trailer.
Heaven, right?
It was like really old.
This is gold.
Yeah, and Adam Sandler has to like live through it and like he has to survive through the story. I remember this. I never saw it. I just remember hearing
about
him.
Fucking movies Adam Sandler remind me of?
Wait, is that what the Zorgons look like?
Is that
that's
actually
what I
what
searched
it is?
Up and saw it.
Wait, really? Oh my god. That's so
it
lame.
Looks like a dinosaur. What is that's like a lizard, man.
That's so fucking lame.
It looks like it just doesn't know what it wants to be. It's going to be like a fucking dinosaur.
Wait, no, they were like definitely a lot scarier in the movie, I swear to god.
It doesn't know what it wants to be. It looks like a lot.
It looked like when the person was inside of it. You can see their foot at the bottom of the picture.
That looks so fucking stupid.
That's so. It's that's like a germ of Velociraptor.
Wait, why was I afraid of this thing? I want to rewatch this movie, honestly.
I want to watch bedtime stories.
Okay, let's have an Among Us podcast where we just watch the entirety of Zathura.
We just watch Adam Sandler. You can use
and then bedtime stories by Adam Sandler. Yeah.
No, you can use this as your return to streaming, bro. You can do a fucking live watch along.
Is that like allowed on Twitch?
Public domain. They've got to be public.
No, but they don't ban people that do it usually.
I'll just do movie night, and then I'll just won't talk at all the entire movie.
No, oh yeah, perfect.
Stories has to be public domain.
I remember.
It's not public domain. You have to wait fucking 70 years.
I remember. I remember back when I used to. I remember back when I used to raid Twitch streams. When we would get like a hitbox. Is hitbox even a thing? Hitbox.
What's the hitbox?
Hitbox.tv. So no, it was like, so Hitbox was like this, is like a competitor to Twitch pretty much. And what you do is like, you just stream on it. And I'd use Hitbox different, like I'd use Hitbox. Ah, fuck. I'd use Hitbox rather than Twitch because it was so much easier to get on the front page because no one used it. So I'd go in this community. I'd be like, yo, we're having a movie night. And I'd stream like a movie. I think we streamed the SpongeBob movie. We got like 300 viewers on Hitbox. And we were like the top streamer on Hitbox. It was fire. Yeah, we got banned. Like, actually, they didn't ban us like that quickly, though. It took a long time. I think there were mods in the chat for a bit.
Wait, no, you could like finish the movie before they fucking ban you.
Oh, yeah, no, because they were slow as hell. I think they were just happy that there were viewers. But that was really cool. I remember that being really cool, and the chat would freak out like every time there was like a
Zen.
Like a fucking plank thing comes in.
It was a good time. What?
Discord movie night.
We should have a Discord.
I'm down.
I know that Octo server does movie nights. I feel like the Zenith server should have movie nights too.
I mean, you did cancel maybe we should the Friday listen. Hangout.
I do want to do those more. I'm just so busy.
I will only come to the movie night if you mod me.
Why would I mod you?
Why would you want me at the movie night? Yeah, like you are a mod also.
I fucking hate you.
Yeah, you do have mod. What do you mean? He does have mod. Yeah.
Pretzel, are you dumb?
Yes.
All right, boys. The plan is simple. What you guys are talking about, Adam Sandler? What, like, I remember, what's that one Adam Sandler movie where
the good one?
He was a kid. He had to like redo school.
What? Oh. I don't know what you're talking about.
I remember liking that. And Happy Gilmore, I remember liking that one too. Was it?
I have not watched a lot of movies. Fuck. Hold honestly.
On. Oh, I'm trying to redo school. Billy Madison. That's what it is.
Yeah, oh, I've never seen
Billy.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
That's like an old one. That was an old one, I think.
No, yeah. I remember I watched it at my grandparents one day and it was pretty good.
Oh, dude. Adam Sandler was in Pixels. That movie sucked.
That was a fucking bang.
That was one of the 3D
like
Pac-Man,
so
right?
Bad and so,
dude, they had like so many
like
fucking
bad,
like
good.
So many like the like you think like Adam Sandler-esque movie. They had all the actors. They had fucking like Peter Dinklage, Adam Sandler, all those people.
What was that other movie like video game movie?
Ready Player One.
Oh, yeah. That one.
I was gonna say.
Never watched that one either.
They were like complete opposites.
I read the book. That movie was dog.
Wasn't that Spielberg?
I think
it was the movie was dog okay, show, whatever. But it wasn't great.
I have not seen.
I know it wasn't Spielberg. It was Ernest Cline.
Adam Sandler movies.
Has anybody else seen Uncut Gems? Ronald's asking.
Uncut Dicks.
No. Uncut Gems. No, we're not gonna talk
I got
about circumcision.
I got an uncut gem below my belly.
I have not seen Uncut Gems. I've been meaning to, but I don't have a Netflix account.
See, the joke is that like. Like the penis.
That was a stupid joke.
So, guys.
Why are you gay?
This is why you don't have any subscribers.
Why are you gay?
I don't like men.
Zen.
Oh,
no, what
sucks.
Are you? Zen, do you want to talk about?
I want to watch The Thura.
Zen,
the
do you want to talk
about
what
Netflix.
Are you wearing?
What's it about?
The Thura. It's the Jumanji the... fucking.
Oh, it's
the adaptation of Jumanji or something. I don't know.
Yeah. I think Cartoon Network made it, I swear to God. Because it was always on Cartoon Network.
It looks like it.
It was always on Cartoon Network.
Did you like fucking like peep in and out of it? Like every time you...
So what I would do is I'd be watching, you know, back then, what were they playing? I think it was like 2009 they would play it on Cartoon Network. So like it was Destroy, Build, Destroy. They play that shit.
I love that
like,
show.
Yeah, that show was based as hell. So they like playing that, and then like randomly they just play Zathura. And I'd be like, oh man, Zathura, I'm scared of this movie. So I'd watch like the first hour, and then the aliens would come, and then the kid had to go in the basement to like attack the aliens. The kid had to like go in the basement. And as he was walking down the basement, I always changed the channel to like Nickelodeon. And then I'd bring it back after I knew, after like I waited 10 minutes, I'd bring it back to the Cartoon Network so I could finish the movie.
What up, pussy?
What? It was scary.
You're a pussy, bro. Right,
the Zorgons were scary.
I remember I watched Saw 3 with my brother when I was like 10, and I wasn't scared of that shit, okay. Bro. Fucking funny mask.
Okay,
funny
Chad, scary. Calm down here. Who has more...
When I was like really young.
Who has more
like
TikTok ET followers, huh?
Scared me a lot. Yes, like, I couldn't watch E.T. because it was scary.
Yet. Yeah, he is kind of scary.
He's scary.
I don't know.
I cried
I agree.
I don't like E.T.
At E.T. I cried twice. Once at the beginning.
Yeah, but E.T. was so gross.
It was fucking scary. He fucking jump scared your ass.
like the maze game.
Oh, yeah, we should play the E.T. game, bro.
Let's play the scary maze game.
And then I cried at the end of E.T. for obvious reasons because I was a little bitch.
You're a little pussy. You just cried everything. You have little onions in your eyes.
Then I hit puberty at age, 5. My balls dropped.
And then your voice never did.
They still haven't dropped.
So I went to watch Black Widow today. And my first question was, where's the White Widow?
Yeah, so I saw the trailer for that movie like a couple hours ago, and I was like, damn, that's a shitty Marvel movie that I'm not going to
watch. No, it was pretty good.
Fuck you, you're a sheep.
Okay, no, I liked
it. Did
they
have a movie about him?
I could write a Marvel movie.
So I liked Black Widow, but I found it really funny how like all the men in the movie were just like incompetent idiots.
That's
was just such a woman good. Man, bad. Like, I don't want to say that was the general message, but like that was pretty fucking obvious. Because like there were only two men in the movie. The first man was the main villain, who was a pussy. Like after he lost his superpower that like he can control minds or some shit, he was just a little bitch and he got destroyed. And then the other main character is like the dad of Black Widow, and in the entire movie, he's just the comedic relief who's fucking useless. That's all he is. He's just such a jabroni. The entire movie.
Marvel movie. Did you fucking expect something?
No, good? I wasn't expecting, fucking Shakespeare here, but like, goddamn, like, give me some credit. I'm a guy. I think I can hold myself my own in a little fight.
Are Marvel movies ever good?
No, I like Marvel movies.
I think some of them are pretty good.
The pacing was really fast too. They wouldn't. What I hate about these new movies, I'm such a boomer, but what I hate about these new movies now is they don't give like the shot any time to like actually, set. They just kind of go from shot to shot because it's got to be all action because of people's fucking ADHD zoomer brains. And so like every single shot, and it's like with TV too, like the Goldbergs, that they don't give you time to breathe. They just like, they go from one shot immediately to like another shot. It's just kind of like
the fucking Family Guy cutaways. Fucking this reminds me of the time that I stuck my dick in the
no, no. It's like, okay, so I was watching The Goldbergs, which is like this. If you guys don't know, it's like this family comedy show on like Channel 7, whatever. So it was like, I remember the show being good, and so I was watching it with my family, and I noticed that they just never have any dead air. Someone is talking all the time. So like someone would say a joke, and immediately after they say a joke, there's no time for the joke to set, like the other characters talking. And it was hilarious realizing that, because they're like, oh my god, I can't believe that my dog passed out on the road. Your dog passed out on the road? Yeah, he did. That also reminds me of the time, but it never ended. It was so funny for 30 minutes.
That's
fucking,
imagine listening to people talking. Like, imagine watching a podcast where people talk for like, what, 20 minutes? That would be awful.
Man, for imagine being 14 minutes and 18 seconds in it on a podcast.
Hey, I have
right
a question.
Now.
Yeah.
What's your opinion on the ethnic slur called mayonnaise monkey?
I don't want to go there.
I have a better question. Zen, what's your favorite sweater?
Oh, I Zen, got this
favorite swear word.
So I got this sweater recently, and it's an anime sweater.
Oh my god.
And I was wearing it. I was sitting on a trampoline with my friends. And I said to them, I said, it's freezing outside. And then the other guy said, it's 105 degrees.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. And damn, then I posted the TikTok 15 times to the Discord.
105.
Where do you find these things? How do you find these things?
It's just on my For You page. Well, no, it's me. So that's how I.
Yeah, yeah. But like, did you farm this algorithm? Did you cause this?
I feel like I had to have at this point, right? Like, I feel like.
Yeah.
Can I post more? Huncho Nick, he hasn't posted. Huncho Nick has ghosted, like, all the internet.
He's fucking gone. I mean, he just got a ban now, right? He said something about the 13th?
Yeah, he said the 13th. He's just been invisible. I'm kind of worried about the guy, honestly. He hasn't even answered Discord.
I mean, it's whatever.
I'm sure he's just busy, right? I'm sure he's just busy. I don't really mind.
He's probably out of function.
Yeah, he's probably just so hungover from the lit function.
He probably has a fucking job. He's going to college, shit like that.
Yeah, no, it's not like I'm just glad he was on the podcast at all. So, but I kind of want to post more TikToks. I miss him, bro. He's my favorite.
Why don't you post TikToks?
I miss going to school, man. Like, halfway through the summer, like my mental just fucking goes boom. I'm so sad.
Yeah, dude. It's every single summer. It's like you go and you're like, it's going to be so much fun not having school. And then like, you're just kind of like, oh man, I miss seeing my friends.
I just do nothing. Yeah. Like, it's so hard for me to make plans, dude. People, like, I suck at making plans.
No,
I wish I could go ahead and like, hang out with all my friends all the time, but, like, nobody does anything. Nobody makes plans nowadays. It's just fucking...
Just let's go on Discord.
I just don't text my friends at all.
I just sit down and be worthless forever.
Crowbolt, when you're not in this Discord, do you, like... Do you just, like, live in limbo, like, in the void?
I stop existing, yeah.
He's
fucking Schrodinger's crowbolt.
You're in, like, two planes of existence at one time.
No. It's, like, half of a single plane.
And then someone has a message on Discord, and you're like, oh, I'm alive again.
You fucking rematerialize.
Back into existence.
That makes sense.
Back to reality. Oh.
I'm like that one lady from Soma.
Crowbolt, you're like, you're like the chatbots back in like the early 2000s where you have like pre-recorded responses and it's like Muse-Dash, BNA. Yeah, like that. Yeah, it's like when KSI called out the chatbot for being racist. Like
the fucking YouTube reply girls.
Yeah, that one with the girl. Oh my god.
Oh, the fucking Eve.
Yes, wait, does she still work?
Yes.
Wait, okay, Among Us podcast, you guys are now viewing my screen. How do I talk to her?
Yeah. You just type in the chat,
Among Us.
What
screen shows
are your... Okay, I'll screen share. Okay, what are your...
Ask them what they want to say on the podcast.
Oh, we can get Eve Clever.
Welcome to the Among Us podcast,
this is like bitch. Ronald.
What's your favorite Fall Out Boy song?
These nuts.
Shut up, stupid.
That one is good.
Okay, Eevee,
They haven't gotten any better.
Do you ask what color she uses in Among Us?
This is like getting wrong.
She's yellow! That's so sus! Okay, I'm closing.
Say that yellow is a sus color. You're a fucking pussy.
Oh. Ronald, you should just make something like that so you can like communicate with us.
Do you guys hear about the new Steam console?
It looks kind of cool.
Burn my hands.
I can't wait for it to crash and burn like every other Steam project ever.
No, Steam
Link was Steam Link though.
I think about like the Steam controller.
Steam Link and Steam controller were like disasters.
I hope that this is good.
At least
the NX is cool, yeah. But I don't know,
like really good.
This seems like a Switch, and it's so cheap, and you only get 64 gigs for the $400 one. So you're not going to have any storage for any games.
Oh, like one big game.
They're going to be like, you can play this game, you just can't install it.
I think Ark is like 100K with all the DLC.
That's crazy. It's like, there's not even, you can't even do it. The Steam controller, the Steam controller flew off shelves, but then who the fuck uses it? Like
I have like a majority of the DLC for Ark.
Steam controller hates it.
Yeah, like people were like, oh, the Steam controller is awesome, but then nobody uses it.
Didn't Jubs use it for a while? Or no, Jubs' brother used it or some shit, right?
The pad on it looked so uncomfortable.
It's like a laptop trackpad.
Like a touchpad, yeah.
Yeah, but it's, I don't know. I want to get it because, like, I feel like the idea of it's really cool where you can emulate and you can You can do cool things with like Steam games. I don't know.
I was
going to
say, like,
I can play Honey Pop online.
I get the appeal of it, but like, I feel like it's just going to fuck up.
The thing that I'm worried about is like, will you have to be connected all the time? Like, will you have to be always on the internet? Yeah. Like, will that have to be a requirement?
Yeah, how would you access your Steam library? Because
of Steam's DRM. Like,
probably be able to install it offline and play it offline.
You'd hope so, right? I'd hope that's the case. Because, like, that would.
As long as you could install it online.
I feel like they'll have to make it like the Switch somewhat.
Yeah. I feel like this shit would be awesome if, like, you could just. Because I don't know about you guys. I have a cabin with no internet or cell service. Like, I would, that would be fucking awesome. You'll play, like. Any Steam game I want. The Sims?
Steam games I'd play would be like on the Switch already, like Dark Souls Mobile.
That's true,
fun,
too.
It's already on the Switch.
Yeah, like Hollow Knight or Super Meat Boy or anything like
single player games. Play all of them on the Switch.
Yeah, this is on
apparently
the Switch.
Apparently, you can pre-order them soon.
Today, I think.
I guess today is tomorrow, so yeah.
Yeah, including introducing Steam Deck. Stream Deck.
What? But I want to see.
It seems cool.
Shit,
you could play TF2 on the go, dude.
Yeah, you could fight bots.
Dude, I remember like when I first installed like the
to
fucking
your mobile hotspot.
Dude, the buttons look so awful.
They do.
The controller layout seems pretty uncomfortable. I think it has the same like pads the controller does.
It does.
Yeah, that's like weird.
That's so whack.
I feel like the main problem, I don't like how the D-pad and thumbstick on the left side are that close to each other.
Also, I don't know. You don't know how good the hardware is going to be either. Like, they say you can play games, good games, but like, how good, like, how's it going to hold up? Fuck. How good games can you play? Like, will they just run or will they actually like play well? Like, will I be able to play GTA 5 on this shit? Like, that would be
not on
awesome.
The 64 gigabyte.
Well,
one.
No, of course.
Yeah,
if I buy the, you know, $700 one for 512 gigs, I could play like 3 games. Hopefully they run well.
Apparently you can plug it into a monitor. That's kind of cool.
Says the Steam
yeah.
Deck
yeah,
runs
but who
the latest
cares
AAA
monitor?
Games and runs
Bro.
Them really well. So, you know, companies will never lie.
Yeah, they would never.
Who carries your monitor
when I'm,
around if you're not at your PC?
When I'm looking at the fucking like page for this, they've shown off Factorio, Crusader Kings, and fucking like Diablo.
And ooh, Diablo!
Like a 2000.
Yeah, they showed off Crusader Kings, Diablo, Factorio, and fucking Halo 3.
So old.
Can't wait to play fucking Factorio on my Steam Deck.
Yeah, no, they're like not showing off the most. And Ni No Kuni. Yeah, they're not
ooh.
Showing off the most.
You show like No Man's Sky, I'd freak out.
Yeah.
If that shit could run.
They're not showing off like the most hardware intensive games.
Yeah. You're overlooking the most important part on buying this. If you buy the $529 one, you get an exclusive Steam community profile bundle.
Oh yeah, I was looking at that. I was looking at that and I was like, okay, that's actually
good. That the only,
I
like,
can't wait to use that for a week
that.
And then and then change it again.
Yeah.
Yo, okay, now on to the real topic. Y'all see the Smash Bros. Fucking Nickelodeon fighting game?
Oh my god, I want it.
Oh
I want
my
it
god,
so
I'm
bad.
I'm so hyped.
I want it so bad.
I only get it if Squidward's on it.
True. I do want Squidward. I do want Squidward.
I'd imagine he could be on it.
I really do want Squidward, I won't lie.
Imagine his hitbox is
dude,
though.
Okay.
He has such long hitbox.
No, this game has so much potential. Number one, it has rollback. You want to know all the fucking fighting games that don't have rollback?
Yes.
Fucking Tekken 7 or whatever one we're on. Tekken 5? Whatever. Street Fighter 7.
Does not have it?
Yeah, DBZF doesn't have it. Fucking Ultimate doesn't have it. All that shit doesn't have it. But you want to know what game motherfucking has rollback?
SpongeBob.
Goddamn Nickelodeon All-Star Battle fucking Brawlers.
I was learning about rollback netcode recently and like how it worked, and it's actually really cool.
Yeah.
Who are you guys maining in the fighting game?
I want to main Squidward or Sandy.
I want to play motherfucking Nigel.
I hope that
looks really fun.
I hope that they have
are
final
you
smashes.
So many voice cracks,
Pretzel. Because I'm a young adolescent.
He's finally going through puberty.
He's in puberty.
Finally. 54.
Pretzel's voice is finally dropping.
He's 54 and sounds like.
I hope that they have final smashes on SpongeBob. Is that he takes 50 Benadryls?
No, It was 40.
Yeah, oh, shit. Four, he goes, right. And then he goes to the Shadow Realm.
And then, fucking, number two is, it's developed by the same people that made Slap City. So it's already going to be a fucking
high. That game's good.
Slap City is really fun.
I played it a few times, like, and I never really, like,
it's really fun.
It's really
some of the mechanics are, like, really good, actually.
It's not a good casual game, but it's really fucking
good. I remember there's a Hot Dog Man. That's all I really remember about it.
Hot Dog Man's kind of busted.
This is casual, man, yeah.
Yeah, the Hot Dog Man. He's a glizzy.
Like, my...
Shut the fuck up. Explosions is super fun.
I hope there's a story mode too. Wouldn't that be cool if there was like a single player story mode where
Subspace Emissary with SpongeBob.
SpongeBob, Mr. Krabs, and Squidward to fucking storm the capital.
Where the final boss is gonna be like fucking dude, final boss? You know who it's gonna be? Oh my god. Fucking it's gonna be the host of motherfucking Destroy Build the
Story. It's gonna be Andrew W.K. Was that Cartoon Network?
Yeah, that was Cartoon Network.
It's gonna be the Zorgons.
The
fucking Zorgons.
Destroy is so cool.
Okay, but think about it. If they have like Cartoon Network crossover, which I don't think they will, but if they did, oh my god, this would be the greatest game of all time. I would not even. It's better than Smash. I don't even care if
they're
game's
not gonna
fun.
Have a Cartoon
Do you guys
Network
remember that one?
I know, but I think about it. Game? Yeah, it was like All-Star. It was like on the PlayStation or some shit.
It was horrible.
It was so bad. I played it once. It was so terrible. I played as like Chowder, and like I just... I think I ate like the person. Because Chowder's fat. Ha. Huh? Ha. Huh?
Yeah.
Chowder's fat.
Just put kimchi, the little fart cloud.
Put Gorgonzola, the candle.
Dude, the like big orange lady, what... Endive was
Endive.
Yeah, Endive.
Dude, they're so
a banger show.
Wait, Kristen Sewer was in Zathura?
Yeah, I was saying that.
How?
I don't know.
What did she play? It's
also got the guy from also got the guy from Hunger Games.
Which
the
one?
The guy who played PETA.
Is that Josh Hutcherson?
Yeah, that one.
Oh shit. Yeah.
And I have a picture for you. I looked up Endive.
Oh my god, I'm not posting. I'm not putting that on the podcast. That. I'm not putting Endive with her cake on the podcast.
I was like,
I'm sorry, can I see this image? Old.
I'll post it in chips.
Endive Rule 34 out here.
That is, oh Endive. No, that's an official image. Mm, of
fuck.
I remember that one.
Yeah, of course you would.
And that was about to make me act up. I'm not even going to lie.
Truffles was really good in the show.
Zen, you play any good games recently?
Among Us.
Honey Pop 2 Double Date. That's a good question, actually.
What's your opinion on Skyviewer?
Chicken heart.
What's your opinion on what?
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Oh, you mean... should I spoil? I don't know if I'm supposed to talk about this in the podcast, but you want to talk about your incident with a certain Stevens?
Who?
Okay. What? Never mind.
I would never do such a thing.
Yeah.
Oh, that was not me. That's a different guy named Zenith who watched Clint Stevens in 2018.
Gotcha. Yeah, you played any good games?
Not recently, honestly. I haven't really been playing games.
Wait for it to be 2018, honestly.
I played a pretty good game called Everhood.
Like, are you guys like hyped for 2018?
Dude, 2018 is gonna be so lit.
No, I'm looking forward to 2014.
Everhood, really good.
All right, before 2013 end, anyone want to admit they got a crush on me?
Yes, me. I'm underage. Now you're going to jail.
Oh.
Let's go.
Meow meow.
So we were playing this game. I'm just gonna tell the podcast a story. We were playing this game, Gartic Phone. It's like a telephone, but you like draw stuff.
A telephone where you draw stuff is the least helpful.
Okay, so it's like the game Telephone, where like in Telephone you like tell people things, and like one person says, you know, poopy fart butt, and then that's how like the chain gets ruined every time. It's like that, But you draw something, and then the next person has to describe what it is, and then the next person has to like draw it, and it becomes like progressively worse. So what I would do is that someone would give me a scene, and I draw the scene. I draw like, you know, maybe it's SpongeBob killing Patrick. So I draw SpongeBob killing Patrick, and then I draw like a box around it, and then I draw Skyview Ray with his ice cream cone reacting to it every time. And it was really funny. You guys aren't laughing with me. This make it funny. If you, it's awkward, guys.
Yeah, I'm searching up a YouTube video.
You want to know why, Zen?
Oh, you're racist.
Fuck you guys. I'm gonna add background laughter. What?
Yeah.
Wait. Oh my god. Yeah.
Let's go.
What the fuck? Thank you, Luna.
Yeah.
Gotta let everybody know that you put that in the bot.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been playing.
Oh, I remember that when Jeff, he said the N-word. Oh my god. Bro, I've been watching SML recently. And there's an episode where Mario and Jeffy, who's like the little puppet,
they just say
the F slur for 10 minutes.
Really?
And that's the video. They're like Mario.
Is this supposed to be like a children's?
No, apparently not. Like Mario, like a homeless guy runs in front of Mario. He's like, get out of the way, F-slur. And then Jeffy's just like, F-slur? 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 It's so unfunny. Funny. It is so No, it's so
it
not funny.
Really funny.
It made me laugh so hard because it just was... It wasn't funny, but it was just so stupid.
Didn't he get sued by Nintendo?
His original channel got deleted.
Oh,
with like 9 million subscribers. He had to delete his original channel with 9 million subs because he used Mario.
Is there like an archive?
Some people probably re-uploaded it. It sucks because I used to watch his Stupid and Dumb Adventures. That's how I found him.
That's what I watched too.
Yeah, with Mama Luigi.
That was in like 2010, if not earlier.
Yeah, dude. Him and the cute Mario Bros. I'd watch him all the time. And the cute Mario Bros. Quit.
I don't know who the fuck those people are.
They're very talented. They quit though because they weren't getting views anymore. Makes sense.
Let me look this up. Let me do a little bit of fucking research.
Because they didn't get Jeffy. Bros. Yeah, they're very funny.
Jeffy.
They did something like 6 months ago.
I've never seen like.
Yeah, they do like reactions stuff now, but I think they're even done with those.
Oh yeah, 14 years ago. Jesus fucking Christ.
Dude, they were my childhood. My first YouTube channel, I made like plush videos like that.
That's older than Pretzel.
No, it's not older
like
than 12. Me. Don't be mean to me.
Yeah, but SML's still going strong. They're remaking all their videos with just like puppets, and they changed the name. And they have some funny quips every once in a while. They're like, we're having fun. They're like, no, W-E-we, not the other one. We can't say that one.
Oh.
Because, like, you know, they can't reference Nintendo at all now.
I found a fucking re-upload channel.
Yeah. But there's not really much you can do. Like, once it's on the internet.
Black Yoshi, I remember Black Yoshi.
Yo, Black Yoshi. What? I can't believe they got away with this shit for so long, I'll be honest. Fucking Black Yoshi. And then he's like, you knows I can't read. It was so bad, dude.
I love Black Yoshi.
They were so racist. It was actually so bad.
That's a banger.
Bro, SML, hilarious. Mm-hmm. They're so offensive, though.
What's a fucking YouTube video? I Chuck E. Conroy. I already watched Chuck E. Conroy.
There is a black guy who I think he voiced Black Yoshi. I don't know if he's still in it. I'll be honest.
I mean, it's fine.
Yeah, then it's okay. I have a black friend. It's okay.
y'all ever watch X's Adventures in Minecraft?
No.
X's like Adventures?
In Minecraft, yeah.
Like, who's X?
No. Am I the only one? Okay, never mind then.
What about Spoderman?
Batman Spoderman?
Guys, why are you all so racist?
Because he's kind of half of it.
I think it's mostly like Ronald.
Let's go.
The racist one.
Ronald really says a lot of terrible things.
Play that video on the bot that said the N-word in it.
Ronald.
Nah, I didn't. Oh, quote Ronald, I'm racist.
Oh, Ronald. Wow. Ronald just texted me. He said, they deserve it.
Damn. Oh. You know what?
Yep.
I just realized we could ruin Ronald.
We could ruin his reputation so easily.
Like, or I was also thinking this. I was also thinking this.
Chicken sandwich.
I was also thinking this. Like the podcast viewers, they don't even know if Ronald exists.
Yeah, no, that's
We could be making this up, and you would
put it
in
the description all the
he's
time.
He's all of our imaginary.
Yeah, brain. Ronald's YouTube channel is in the description, so.
I mean, he could just be like.
They have to know he's real.
It could just
be some random guy's YouTube channel.
Ronald's an industry plant.
YouTube channel. Go subscribe to it. It's Pretzel's YouTube channel.
Ronald is my imaginary friend.
Yeah.
You guys remember Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends?
Banger.
No.
I never really watched it.
It was one of the best shows of the time.
I could not remember. I remember Eduardo.
I remember there's the blue guy, and his name's Blue.
Yeah, and then there's
and it's geez, a tall guy.
That was the funny guy.
It's a tall red guy.
Wilt was epic.
Wilt was epic, yeah.
Was his name Wilt? Was a tall red guy named Wilt?
Yeah, Wilt. Yeah.
Oh my god, that's like Wilt Chamberlain. Pro.
It was Blue, Eduardo, Wilt, the Coco. And yeah. Am I forgetting any?
Dude, Coco was epic.
And there's just like three main monsters, or four main monsters, right?
No, I don't think there's an extra one besides those ones.
Have you guys played with Beyblades?
The red-haired lady, but like...
Oh yeah, Frankie.
Yeah.
Did you just say, do you play with babies?
There's like a... There's yeah. Like Mr. Oh, Harriman also. Well,
have you guys ever used Beyblades?
I love Beyblades. I used to bring like my Beyblade collection to school and we'd like fight.
Dude, I was the fucking thief. I was the fucking mess.
I never had them. I really want one.
In kindergarten to second grade, Beyblades were the shit in my fucking, my elementary school. So, basically, I was the fucking menace. I was a menace.
Of course. I am a menace.
Society.
I was the best at Beyblades. I don't think I've ever bought a Beyblade because I would just fucking yoink kids. I remember one day I found like a full fucking like a little
You just stole Beyblades,
I just fucking
bro.
Yoinked them. I remember the first one that I found, I just found it on the ground in the middle of the playground. It was this really shitty one. It was fucking rusted because I think it was just sitting there for like weeks or some shit. But I remember I fucking walked over, said, "Hey, I'll bet you my super awesome brown blade Beyblade," because it was like, rusty and shit.
This is like anime
for
stuff.
Your Beyblade, and I fucking
scammer.
Yeah,
dropped
this
it in.
You're not even a menace. You're just a scammer.
Dropped it in. I fucking kicked that kid's ass, and I walk home with two Beyblades that day. And I just kept fucking stealing them whenever they were like on the side of the ground. I fucking just slip them out of my pockets.
Oh my god, Pretzel, I'm calling the cops.
One law where you can't where it's like past the day. After that, the crime is no longer.
I guess.
You know.
I remember.
Yeah, Pretzel,
every
has it
day
been past like 30 years?
Pretzel did his.
Like,
Pretzel's a lawyer. He lawyered up.
It's been a good 14 years. Yeah.
Oh well, you just committed a crime and you said it on the podcast.
I mean, there are no double jeopardies, so.
Dude, Beyblade was so big at my school. Every morning before school, I'd watch Metal Fusion because that's when it got really popular. Before that, it was all the cringe like plastic ones, and like Beyblade was so popular for years. The other like weird fad at my school was everyone had like silly bands.
I think that was everywhere.
It was such a huge fad.
I never got a silly band.
No idea why.
I remember I got
like necklaces with them like tied around the necklace.
Yeah,
I remember I got like an apple. I got like a glow in the dark apple one. I don't remember how I got it, but it was too small for my wrist, so it broke.
I remember people fucking weaponized those things really quickly in my school.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So they got banned instantly.
Yeah, they got banned because people weren't paying attention. Those were fire though. I'll be real.
Was there any trends or jokes that went around your school that you just despised?
There were those like erasers that were like food items.
Oh yeah.
I never got the appeal of those because they were just
they
fucking erasers.
Well.
Yeah, they're bad erasers.
Yeah.
So I never got those. And then, I like the Mighty Beans. You guys ever have the Mighty Beans?
Okay.
I don't like those.
No, I can't
what?
Do this.
Those are cool. Mighty Beans. They were like little plastic beans with a mat, like a ball in it. And then like they'd flip
gross.
Around. Those are pretty cool.
You guys know the photo I sent you?
Hmm?
You like the photo I posted to myself that like Zen constantly makes fun of me for?
Yeah.
I sent that to another friend group. You know Ant Lunar?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's his group of real life friends. I'm in with them because I'm cool.
Wow.
I fucking I sent them that photo, and now I they said I look like a Mighty Bean. Not that photo. That's the old photo when I was still cool looking.
Oh, the one where you're on the chair.
Cool looking.
Yeah.
The gamer chair, and then you're like, wait, no, don't send that one. Do this one, and you look the exact same.
Yeah. I look suave in that old photo from like 20.
You look like young Jimmy Neutron.
I'm just remembering how weird my school was. Like, during recess, people spend their time, like, catching, like, caterpillars and stuff. It was weird.
Or you're from fucking...
Also,
I guess you're in, like, the beetle area. You're on the fucking beetle zone.
There's a lot of bugs over here, but, like, some, like, a couple times, like, once during a year, ants would start, like, flying around, and the teachers would force us to go outside during recess, and every kid got, like, swarmed by ants. And it was the most horrifying experience.
You
just
watch a kid get fucking...
It was like clouds of ants. It was awful.
What?
You just watch a kid get eaten alive by fucking ants.
That's what it was like. It looked like in the movies when you see like a swarm of like mosquitoes going by and it's just like a black cloud.
You see like his skin dissolving as the ants just crawl up.
Yeah. Like the black cloud goes by and all that's left is the fucking bones.
Bones. What the fuck? What is it like? What's it like living in such a third-rate state?
What do you mean? You live in New York.
What's it like living in a third-world country?
What's it like? It's literally a third-world country at that point. You're getting eaten alive by ants because they're just so hungry.
Like, you're not...
There's not even enough food for ants.
If you're not on the East Coast, you're not a real one.
Really, honestly.
One time of the year, ants, like, fly around to, like, start new ant colonies, and that's when it would happen.
Yeah.
They just stopped doing it eventually. I think there was, like, a whole, like, nest in the playground area. The playground area is only, like, it was rocks instead of, like, wood chips or, like, sand and stuff. It was just, like, rocks on the floor.
How close are you guys to your elementary school?
I'm, like, 20 minutes away.
Like, probably, like, 10, 15,
like
20 maybe.
Minutes.
Dude, one day I need to get like the buys together and go back because my friends from elementary school are still my friends today.
If I went back, I'm
like
sure.
Yeah.
Like,
you're still in elementary.
Yeah, you're in third grade, I thought.
But,
you never graduated.
Wait, Pretzel, Pretzel, you're not in third grade?
I'm not.
Why are we even talking then? What?
You're still having voice cracks too.
No, I used to go to my elementary school because every like Halloween we'd have this like Halloween festival thing, and I'd always work for it because it was super. It was like super jank, but like it was so fun, just like volunteering.
Dude, we don't got cool shit like that. We don't got fucking. We have like fundraisers for cancer, and that's it.
Cringe. Cancer's cringe, bro.
Nah, but I want to go back and I want to rob my fucking elementary school.
You want to take all the
so
Beyblades, Pretzel?
Dude, I'm sure they don't remember me. It was like less than 100 people went to the school, honestly.
I feel like...
Pretzel,
I feel like you're going to be a menace, like such a menace and a thief that they're going to be like, have you seen this man? And it's going to be the picture of you.
It's like wanted posters for the Beyblade.
It's going to be the fucking...
the picture of you like when you were younger, like...
Yeah.
I don't let this man hear your Beyblades.
Okay.
Don't leave your Beyblades out in the open.
Your profile picture so I can Photoshop your face onto it.
Yeah,
and make
you
a wanted
the golden,
poster out of it.
You have the golden snub nose monkey.
I need your profile picture.
Alright boys, we've been at this for a long time now. We've this for 43 minutes.
Wait, let's talk about Helen Keller now.
No, we're not talking about... Okay, no. Look, we need to have boundaries. We're big now.
She was blind and deaf?
We're a big deal now. We can't just say out-of-pocket shit like Helen Keller's not real. Although it's true. Although it's true, we can't just go around.
Helen Keller did not exist.
We need to have some form.
Zen.
Some
Helen
integrity.
Keller walked into a bar.
Some...
It did not continue that sentence.
Have you guys ever heard of Daniel T. Gaming?
Who's Daniel T. Gaming?
I don't know, but he's verified on YouTube.
What does he post?
Stop! I'm muting the bot.
I already muted it. Did he post the...
Oh my god.
No, he posted that Helen Keller speaks out. She couldn't have done that. She can't speak.
My god.
Blind and deaf.
Jeffy Y,
never,
but every Y makes it faster.
Fucking,
by Daniel T.
Never
Gaming.
We're Spotify partnership like this.
Yeah.
We need Spotify partnership.
Yeah, I know. We got our great patrons. Hey, guys, go on my Patreon to support the Among Us.
Don't we have a community tab? No, I see their account.
No, that's the sleep-deprived one.
that one.
I could just advertise. I haven't used that channel in a bit. I could just advertise the Among Us podcast.
What is Jim Jeffers?
Yeah, that'd be funny.
Some Helen Keller podcast.
But do you really want fucking Jay Schlatt fans?
Yeah, because then I'll get a check mark, and then I could comment on all the fucking Jay Schlatt videos and just get replies saying, "What's up, check mark?"
Mm-hmm.
That's when I know I've made it.
It's like the fucking moth to the flame, dude.
That's when I know I've made it, when I get the spam comments.
I fucking hate YouTube.
Like Daniel T. Gaming.
Like, I hate the YouTube metagame. I'm done with it. I'm over it. I fucking hate it.
You haven't uploaded in like months. What do you mean you're done with it?
Okay. No, just like watching YouTube. I'm tired of being pandered to. I just want you to tell me what you're going to fucking do. If you're going to shoot me, shoot me.
Pretzel, I'm going to make clickbaity videos, and I'm going to leech off of every single big YouTuber of all time.
Yeah, and
to get views, just for views, because I just love them.
Unlike you, I'm an honest man, Zen. I'm going to stab you in the cock.
No, but I'm being honest.
No.
I hate all my fans, and I'm going to pretend that they are special.
Then yes.
So, so Dream had this thing, where he's like, oh, hey guys, you can text me, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, I made the fucking mistake of texting the number, because I've typed every single time like Dreams texted anything, I've typed stop, because they're like, hey guys, if you want to stop, just type stop, and it won't end. I can't stop it.
His Dream just text, dude. You have Dream in your DM.
I got a random text.
It's actually him.
I got a random text.
It's him, dude. Bro.
No, I got a random text, just like from some number that I didn't even know, because I didn't make it a contact or anything. And I'm just like, hey, just wanted to text you saying that you're loved and I care about you. And I'm like, who the fuck is this? Hello, and then I look, it's Dream's automated text message. I'm like, this is so fucking terrible. I am so angry.
That's so awful.
I can't believe
he touched kids.
He must be touching kids. Dream must be touching children. No, this isn't out of line. This is the truth. No, this is the truth. By the way, guys, speaking of children, speaking of touching kids, speaking of being a pedophile, guys, make sure to subscribe to the Among Us podcast. Thank you guys for listening. Make sure to subscribe. I think that was a good transition to end the podcast.
I don't think you should upload this.
Yeah.
This is a banger.
You should not upload this.
All right, I'm ending it.